Command number 99. Don't heed false prophets. Beware of false prophets. Matthew 7:15. Jesus often couched his teachings in the form of metaphors and parables for the curious purpose, if we are to take him at his word, of preventing those who are not in earnest about obeying him from understanding him. The truths of the kingdom, he says, are mysteries. They reveal themselves only to the obedient. To those on the outside, by which he means those who have not made obedience their life's priority, those truths remain hidden. George MacDonald's wonderful insight bears repeating. Obedience is the opener of eyes. This winnowing process whereby obedience leads to greater understanding, while excuse, delay, and disobedience lead to the loss of even what understanding one may possess, is not a principle merely dividing the spiritual from the unspiritual mind. It is also operative within Christendom. It is at work at this very moment. There will be those whom every command drives to their knees, for whom the mirror of prayerful self-reflection is always speaking. There will be others who excuse the imperative of obedience by discussion, intellectualization, rationalization, and by thinking of all the people they know who really need to hear this. Three lethal responses to the commands will constantly exert their allure upon us. We have had occasion to remind ourselves of them repeatedly already. Pitfall number 1. Reading the commands through the lens of another's need for obedience rather than our own. Pitfall number 2. Reading the commands and immediately seizing upon loopholes that excuse us from looking into the mirror of self-examination. Pitfall number 3. Reading the don't commands and automatically thinking, "Oh, but I would never do that." It will be the easiest thing in the world to assume, I would never pay attention to a false prophet. Don't be too sure. All around us are pastors, teachers, authors, whose every word is taken as gospel by gullible Christians. Yet some of these are teaching subtle falsehoods about God. There are famous, respected, and best-selling authors and ministers and Christian teachers, many of whose names you would recognize, who will be revealed by the light of eternity to be nothing less than false teachers. Some are among the most well-known names in Christendom. Jesus says that false prophets come dressed in sheep's clothing. Their teachings snare us precisely because we don't recognize them. They sound pleasing. They tickle the love of intellectual, experiential, emotional, relational, and doctrinal religiosity, but they do not point toward the imperative of obedience, nor do they proclaim the true nature and character of God. 20 years ago, I met a man who, to all appearances, was a godly man. His words sounded right, his prayers earnest, his knowledge of Scripture vast. It took time and the stress of conflict to reveal the cancer at the core of his faith. He was a wolf in sheep's clothing. But I was taken in by his winning manner and the engaging appeal of his personality and friendship. My carelessness in heeding this all-important command caused our family to be ripped apart by a false man and a false teaching. We still have not entirely recovered. I must bear the responsibility myself. I was not paying close enough attention. Those who teach subtle and disguised falsehoods about God may be nearer than you think. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons second series, The Truth in Jesus. How have we learned Christ? It ought to be a startling thought that we may have learned him wrong. That must be far worse than not to have learned him at all. His place is occupied by a false Christ, hard to exorcise. The point is, whether we have learned Christ as he taught himself, or as men have taught him who thought they understood, but did not understand him. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to heed false prophets. Keep my mind and senses fully awake to deceptions, however subtle. Without judgment, enliven my perceptions to the validating stamp of character over ideas in determining whether a teaching and its teacher are of the truth. Make me of the truth by obedience, so that I will recognize truth as well as falsehood. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatherofthe.inklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.